Good morning. We are continuing with our topic of Pidyon Shvuim, redeeming Jewish captives, the mitzvah, the chiyuv to redeem Jewish captives. Having said that, we have been talking about the institution of Chazal to not redeem Jewish captives in excess of their value because of the Tikkun HaOlam. And we've defined what exactly the Tikkun HaOlam is, a couple possibilities. Is it because if we're concerned that if we are redeeming captives in excess of their value, then we are going to put the tzibur into extreme financial dire straits? It's going to be incredibly expensive. Or are we concerned that if we are redeeming Jewish captives in excess of their value, that will inspire the non-Jews to continue taking Jews as captives? They see it as a business venture. So those are the two sides, and we brought nafkaminas between them. What if it's not coming from the tzibur, the money? Do we still have a concern? And we said, indeed, yes, we have that second reason, that even if it's not financial, a financial drain on the tzibur, nonetheless, if we are swapping terrorists, or if it's not the tzibur that's doing the redemption, but just a wealthy relative or the husband of the individual, the father of the individual, so it's not incumbent on the tzibur, the financial strain, nonetheless, it's going to be prohibited because we're concerned about the second reason, that they will be inspired to continue taking Jewish captives. That we've been through. And now our question is, as the Mishnah says, and this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, we are not permitted to redeem captives in excess of their value, meaning, but in excess up to their value. In excess of the value is the problem. But at their value, we would be required to redeem them. So what is the cutoff? What does that mean, the value of somebody, that up until the value, we have the mitzvah, the chiyuv of pidyon shvuim, but in excess of that, we don't have the mitzvah. We're not permitted to redeem somebody. So in fact, there are two approaches by the poskim to this, and we'll go through both of them in Mirtz Hashem today. The first one we see in the Maharam Milublin, who says that the value of a person is what could that person be sold for on the slave market. So slave market, what would that person go for? So that's going to be a subjective standard based on that individual. And whatever the value would be based on the sale of that person, we'd have to get an appraisal, what that person would go for, use comparisons, comps, and establish the value by that. And up to that value, we would be permitted and required to redeem that Jewish captive. But in excess of that, we would be prohibited. So that's also brought by the Shilti HaGiborim, that same value, the value that on the slave market that you could purchase that person. But the Maharam Milublin goes into the issue of what we don't in our countries nowadays. We don't typically have a slave market. We're typically not buying and selling people. In fact, that happens to be illegal in many countries nowadays. So he says as follows, and that even though in our countries we don't typically sell people, we don't sell slaves, there's not an ongoing exchange, there's not an ongoing market for that. Nonetheless, because we do not see in any of the Achronim that they have said that this standard would not apply today. They didn't change the standard. That is indeed the standard. Accordingly, what we have to do is we would have to look to other countries like Eretz Yishmael and Turgama, various countries. We'd have to look to them where they do still have an active slave market, and that is what we would use to establish the value. So even though in our countries we are not selling people, but we still have other countries that we can defer to, and we would look to them indeed to establish our value. So that is the approach of the Maharam Milublin, and also earlier the Shilti HaGiborim, that it is what would somebody sell for in the slave market. And now it happens to be, I did research a number of years ago as to countries that indeed do have slave markets nowadays. It does exist in various countries of the world, not the westernized countries, but other countries. And it's not very expensive to buy a slave. I remember seeing a few dollars. If you go to these countries that have the slave market, there's an exchanges, people act as shadchanim in this vein to sell people. And it was $20, even $5, very inexpensive to do it. So we're not talking, if we're using the standard, a huge amount of money. That would be the maximum that would be permitted to redeem a Jewish captive. Now, there happens to be another standard that's brought by the poskim, and this is going to have very different ramifications. The Tshuva Radvaz says as follows, Nagu kol Yisrael niftos es ha-shvuim yoser mikhedei demayin. It happens to be that people do redeem slaves in excess of what they would sell for in the slave market. But that's the first standard. The first standard is what would they sell for in the slave market, and that's the cap. You can't exceed that. But the Ravah says, but we do exceed that, and in fact, it's mutter to exceed the amount that they would sell in the slave market. Why? Because we are not exceeding when we are redeeming Jewish captives. We're not exceeding what the non-Jews would redeem their captives at. That's going to be our cap. Our cap is not going to be what would this specific Jew sell for in the slave market, but what are the non-Jews redeeming their captives for, and we're going to be capped at that. So even though it's more than the value on the slave market, that doesn't matter. We can't exceed what the non-Jews are redeeming their captives for, because then we have the concern that they're going to continue to take Jews as captives because we're paying more for our captives. But if we're not exceeding what the non-Jews are purchasing, redeeming their captives for, they're not going to go specifically after Jews. We're just matching what their redemption rates are, but we're not exceeding it. And he says, in fact, this standard is reflected in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Ein podim et ha-shvuim yoser mikdei shavyon. It doesn't say mikdei demehen. It's Ein podim yoter mikdei Demehen is the standard in the Gemara. It doesn't say Shavyon. This is the language of the Radvaz. You have to be medayek from the Mishnah. It doesn't say Ein podim et ha-shvuim yoser mikdei Shavyon, their actual worth on the slave market, but it does say yoter mikdei demehen. What is demehen? Demehen is the value that is established by other people. Demehem shel shvuin aragya b'chol ha-shvuin. That is the standard market that people redeem at. That's the damim. That's the value that other people, other nations are redeeming their captives for. That is going to be our maximum. Avaliftos osam yoser mikdei shar shvuin, to redeem it in excess of what other people are redeeming. In fact, then we have the concern that they're going to focus on taking Jewish captives and not non-Jewish captives because we're overpaying. So there we have it to recap real quickly. We have two standards brought by the poskim, the Maharam Lublin, also the Shilta Giborim. Their standard is what's the value of somebody who's sold in the shuk on the slave market, and if you don't have in your country, look to another country. That is going to be a very low value. On the other hand, the Tshuvas Radvaz says we are noheg to go in excess of the slave market value. As long as we're not exceeding what the non-Jews are redeeming their captives for, then we are going to be okay. It happens to be that the second value is probably going to be extremely high. That there happens to be a number of countries, including the U.S., that don't talk with terrorists, period. They won't be redeeming at all. And those that do, you can be sure the value is going to be very, very significant. So there's a big nafkamina, a big difference between the two values. These two standards are going to be very significant differences in what we would be permitted. The first standard would be incredibly low. We're going to be capped at $5, $20, something very insignificant. On the other hand, the second standard would be much, much higher. Have a wonderful day.